Grace, mercy, and peace be yours for this opening vespers of our new year, and a particular welcome to our entering seminarians and their friends and family. To guide our reflection on this occasion, we read a portion of the lesson that was read before, where St. Paul says this: "If, on the other hand, anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, then the body is dead on account of sin, but the Spirit is alive on account of righteousness." You are coming to study theology at a moment in the world and the church's history that is in many ways electrifying. It's electrifying because the two forces that are shaping human time are becoming more visible. On the one hand, we have increasingly profiled, defended, and recommended what is certainly and clearly the culture of death. Its roots were in Genesis 3, when men turned from God to their own desires. But those desires in some ages have been tempered by God's word. The law has pierced men's hearts. In other ages, as increasingly in ours, the fear of God is replaced by a desire to be God. And so people around us end life in the womb. In Oregon, they end the life of elders now with the blessing of the law. And if you see these more visible signs, we all know how much more prevalent the dying is in human relationships, where fathers no longer will be fathers to their children, where mothers abandoned, and where the sanctity of the marriage promise and vow is broken as often as it is honored. There is death in those breakings, as much as there is death in the tragic ending of life that now our culture not only embraces and endorses, but recommends and defends. It's in such a world that you have been called to study another reality, a stronger reality, because it's true. And it is founded on the presence of a life that could not be contained even by death. It is riveted, as St. Paul has said, in the incarnation, death, and resurrection of one man, true God, Jesus of Nazareth. And in this place, you will be reminded as you enter chapel that your baptism buried you with Christ, joined you to his life with a power that the Holy Spirit sustains and nurtures. In this place, you will hear the word of life that is true and quickening. The sacred word of Christ will revive and restore you as you hear the words, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And at this altar, you will have the opportunity to receive life itself in the very body and blood of Christ. Here in this place set aside for Christ is a culture of life. And in this seminary, you are going to be invited to live out that culture, to be nurtured and nourished and reinvigorated and guided here, so that as your knees bend in holy adoration and worship, your heart and soul will be filled with life that is increasingly needed by a dying world. What a noble and holy goal you have set, that you might be messengers of that life, no more than messengers actually living it yourself. And seminarians who walk and talk in this world are living signs that there is a life that has overcome death. For you are staking your being, your days, your work, your play on the reality of what has happened in your baptism. And that's what the faculty and the staff of this place do as well. We announce a life that is innocent and good and rich and full because it is under the cross and under the Father's holy absolution. It's that blood, it's that flesh that gives us life and no other. We are not moved by religious trends, by bureaucratic or social analysis. The world does those things and recommends them to the church, but the church is less for it when it heeds such efforts to revive and restore. There's no gimmick that's going to make you a better seminarian. There's no sleight of hand or technique that will suddenly empower our words. No, what gives us life is holy water, baptismal water, that refreshes and restores daily. A holy word that opens up the heart of God for our life, and a holy table on which it's our delight to receive Christ Himself. What mercy has been shown each of you and each faculty member to be alive, but more than being alive ourselves, to be called to hold up that life, to proclaim Christ with scriptural clarity and with all the real presence that He bestows upon His people. My prayer for each of us, faculty and students alike, is that the campus this year will be a culture that we sense is from Alpha to Omega, from beginning to end, defined by Christ's presence, defined by our worship of Him. Because as we live in that culture and experience it, we will break the bonds of death that have touched us and that still seek to lead us away from those fountains that will never stop showering grace and mercy upon us. Think of the seminary as the culture of life, because it's Christ's culture. And come to Christ in this place to be revived and refreshed and restored by holy water, by holy word, and by holy table. God grant it to each of us for Christ's sake.